From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Across our region this afternoon, wintry conditions will persist, at least by pre-Thanksgiving standards, with blustery conditions and temperatures largely in the 20s in northern areas, while largely in the low to mid-30s across the south. Moisture from the Great Lakes will keep some snowflakes in the air, especially over the northern mountains and southern greens, where up to another inch of snow could fall. An abrupt one-day warm-up is coming tomorrow, probably enough to melt away the recent snow, at least in the valleys. I decided not to chance it and shovel away the 1.5 or 2 inches of snow that covered the driveway this morning, hoping that some sun tomorrow can melt away the thin layer of frozen slush that this season's first shoveling endeavor brought to light. Our next round of precipitation will be working in from the northwest tomorrow night. There could be a light admixture of snow into Wednesday morning, especially over the northern hills, but little or no accumulation appears likely, and the brunt of what does fall looks like it will be lifting out on Wednesday afternoon, subduing any impact on holiday travel. Two features on today's surface map have been vying for influence over the listening area. One is high pressure centered over the southeastern states. The other is low pressure spinning over northern Quebec. Interaction in between the two has been generating a gusty west wind. That wind is skimming across the comparatively warm waters of the Great Lakes to gather up enough moisture for snow showers. And it isn't just Lake Ontario. In one way or another, Lakes Superior, Huron, and Erie have all been getting in on the action this afternoon. The lake effect process has been slightly enhanced by the terrain and also by a weak trough of low pressure pivoting around the low up in Quebec. The last of those disturbances will be coming through this afternoon, giving one last boost to the snow showers. In the wake of that disturbance, high pressure will ridge in more strongly from the south, and as that ridge builds in, any remaining snow showers should diminish this evening. The lull will be brief, however. Low pressure will be tracking just to the north of Lake Superior late tonight, veering north-northeastward into northern Quebec by tomorrow evening, and preparing to send a cold front into our area early on Wednesday. Ahead of that system, southerly winds tomorrow will provide much warmer conditions than today's winter chill. The center of this next low will keep to our northwest, making precipitation most likely in northwestern portions of the listening area into Wednesday afternoon. With the cold front coming through on Wednesday, temperatures will again be cool for the season by Thanksgiving Day. Another clipper low will move through southern Canada and bring another round of snow showers to northern areas on Thursday night. In the forecast details in the short term, this afternoon partly to mostly cloudy, except partly to mostly sunny in southern New Hampshire. Snow showers likely in the northern mountains and in the southern Green Mountains. Chance in northern valleys, a dusting to an inch of accumulation. Highs from the mid-20s to around 30 north, low to mid-30s south with a few upper 30s in far southern valleys. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30. For tonight, evening snow showers diminishing in the Adirondacks, northern Greens, and St. Lawrence Valley, then clearing, but with increasing high clouds west after midnight. Lows mainly in the 20s, some teens northeast, temperatures steady or rising late. Winds diminishing to light and variable during the evening, then becoming south to southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Tuesday, breezy and warmer with increasing afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s south and in the Champlain Valley, mid to upper 40s elsewhere north, south to southwest winds increasing to 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain or snow showers after midnight from the Champlain Valley north and west, chance northeast, chance of rain showers in the Hudson Valley and in southern Vermont, slight chance in southern New Hampshire, lows in the low to mid-30s, partly to mostly cloudy on Wednesday, scattered rain or snow showers north, widely scattered rain showers south, little or no snow accumulation, highs mid-30s to around 40 north, low to mid-40s south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.